Welcome, Wealth Warriors. This is Tiz Gambacorta's No BS Podcast, the only podcast that delivers the uncensored truth about business and investing success from the trenches straight to your earbuds. Download a free copy of the No BS Guide to Wealth at guide.tiz.tv. And now, once again, it's time to claim back the No BS truth about success and wealth.
Hey, what's up? It's Tiz Gambacorta here from 8020 Research, and I'm so excited to be here with my good friend, Ty Cohen.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. We're recording this from a cruise ship somewhere in Mexico or in the States. We don't really know where we are, do we?
Yeah, no, we're somewhere. Just having fun. I don't even think that's important at this point.
Absolutely. We could be anywhere in the world, yeah. Right? As you can see from the setup, we're actually in one of the bars of the ship. Ty is going to share with us today how to make anything between $30,000 and $50,000 a month with ebooks. Okay, you've heard that right. How to make $30,000 to $50,000 a month with ebooks. So, if you're interested in that, make sure to pay very close attention. I'm just going to shut up, Ty. How do we do that? Can you make $30,000 to $50,000 a month with ebooks? That's amazing.
Well, here, so we're gonna go back to the beginning a little bit, right? So I actually got started as a traditional publisher, and by that I mean publishing physical books. So there was a time where I just had a ton of content, right? Some of it I wrote myself, some of it I outsourced to other writers, and we were selling books in a physical format, selling a ton of books to the point where, you know, I'm making tens of thousands of dollars a month in sales, and I was selling them on Amazon's Advantage platform. So there's a little known platform that Amazon has, right? And it's actually still active to this day.
Sorry, Ty, the Amazon Advantage platform, are we talking print on demand, like physical books or
print? Yes, physical books. So these were for physical books. Now, the difference was that I took the physical books and I had to ship them over to Amazon. We would ship 100, 200 books at a time. Amazon would then sell those books, fulfill the orders, handle customer support, and everything else, right? Now, this was prior to what we know now as the Kindle Direct Publishing platform, where you can sell digital books, right? So this is actually how I got the leap and the invite into the Kindle Direct Publishing platform.
Sorry, Ty, what's the difference between a Kindle digital book and an ebook, if anything at all?
Yeah, no, there's not much of a difference. Actually, they're both digital books, both books that can be read on a mobile device like this, or your desktop, or a tablet, right?
Okay.
So now, what was going on was Amazon was just starting to play around in the digital ebook space, if you want to call it that, right? This is 10 years ago. This is a decade ago, right? So now I'm selling a lot of physical books. I'm also selling ebooks because as a marketer, we were familiar with the term ebook, right?
You bet.
A lot of marketers sold ebooks from their websites. Now, because I'm doing well with physical books and Amazon selling these books, I got invited to be a beta tester for this new platform, the KDP platform, Kindle Direct Publishing platform. And Amazon says, hey, we want guys like you that are selling physical books to come over here, turn some of your physical books into digital books, and we'll handle all of the distribution, we'll handle the payments, we'll handle customer support, and then we'll pay you a royalty.
So right? You're like, this is awesome, right? Because now you don't have the stock anymore.
No, absolutely not. I was totally like in disbelief. I kind of thought, you know, marketers know about ebooks, but I don't think the general public will embrace ebooks, right? I thought it was going to be a total flop, but I said yes. No one wants to say no to Amazon, right?
You bet.
Especially when they're sending you big checks every month, so you say yes. Now, this was one of a few times that I'm actually happy to be wrong, because ebooks and Kindle publishing actually took off like wildfire.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right, to the point where I've taught this subject around the planet. I've spoken on stages around the planet. I've taught it in a digital format in the form of webinars. And there's some things that I've learned over the years, and that includes how to really be successful with digital publishing, what not to do, and also how to create a system that provides for longevity. Now remember, this was 10 years ago.
Right.
So I still have books that I published 10 years ago that are still doing things like being able to provide an income that allows me and my family to travel and take cruises like this.
That's amazing. And, so that sounds like it's true passive income.
Oh, it's amazing passive recurring income.
Wow. Okay.
Right? Because we're receiving a royalty statement from Amazon every single month. It
Crazy.
Doesn't stop.
Now, do you have to be an expert writer to publish these books?
That's a great question. Not at all. So here's the thing. There's a three-step system that I teach.
Right.
Right? You being a business owner, you knowing about marketing, I think the worst thing that anyone can do is jump into a business, and I'm sure that you'll agree, right, because you've been at a certain level here, is jump into a business without doing your market research.
You bet.
Right? Just taking an idea and saying, hey, I think that selling these widgets would be amazing. So what we do is we teach people to, number one, go in and conduct market research. To first find out if there's an audience that is willing to go in and consume what it is that you're going to make available to them.
Got it. So sorry, Ty, just here. So just to make sure we're all on the same page. So how to make $30,000 to $50,000 a month with ebooks. This is step number one.
Step number one.
Is do your market research.
Do your market research, right. So now, the biggest mistake that you can make, right, is doing your market research incorrectly. By that, I mean, there's a lot of people that will go out and they'll say, well, I'm selling fidget spinners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to sell fidget spinners. There's a huge audience out there. There's tens of millions of people. Well, who's going to buy a fidget spinner in most cases? Who?
I don't know.
Maybe a 10-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old. Yes, there's tens of millions of them out there, right? But they don't have disposable income. So in order to go in and purchase something, they have to go in to their mom or to their dad and say, hey, dad, can you buy this for me? In most cases, they don't even have a credit card.
Right.
Right? So do your market research. And then when you're doing market research, make sure that there's a huge audience, but there's a huge audience that has, number one, money to buy what it is that you're selling. And number two, the ability to buy what it is that you're selling. Right? So you can go in and you can have a country where the audience is huge, but they may not have credit cards, right? To be able to go in and pay in the form that you'd wish them to pay. So the first step is market research.
Step number two.
Step number two is once you've done the market research on the idea of a genre, of a topic that you're considering publishing an ebook around, the second step is to get the content created. Now, there's several ways to go in and create the content, right? You asked me, hey, do I have to be the expert? If I'm publishing a book on purchasing real estate or investing as a real estate investor, do I have to know the ABCs, the ins and outs of investing? And the question, the answer is no, absolutely not. There's tons of people that are experts at this, that have the knowledge, that have the experience, that you can go in and outsource your content creation to. So the first, there's two steps that you can use to get your content created. The first is outsource it. You find someone that has the love, that has the experience, that has the desire, and they'll go in and write the content for you. There's sites like Upwork and Rent-A-Coder and Guru.com that you can use to go in and literally find dozens and hundreds of people that would be willing to write your content for you. And it doesn't cost a lot, right? When we think of the term ghostwriter, we're thinking we have to have these huge budgets, right? So normally, using the system that I've created, you can go in and hire a ghostwriter for just a few hundred bucks. And with that, you get a piece of content that you can sell forever and that you're continuously generating revenue from.
And so on the cover of the book, who's the author? Is that still you or the ghostwriter?
Awesome question. So when you go in, you outsource this, you get to create the byline, meaning you get to put your name on it, right?
Right.
You get resale rights, so meaning you get to resell it as often as you want, and you get copyright, meaning you own it. You have 100% ownership of it to do whatever it is that you want to do with it. You can give it away for free, you can sell it on your site, you can come to an event like this, have it printed up and give it away, or monetize it in whatever way you wish.
So that's step two. So now we've done our market research, we've got the book written, or we wrote it ourselves, if we so choose. How do we sell it? How do we make the money? How do we make the $30,000 to $50,000 a month with ebooks, right? Which is amazing.
That's the secret sauce there.
Right.
So the other thing is you go in, you put it up on Amazon's platform, right? And what happens is the first mistake that people make when they publish to Amazon is they'll put something up there and that's it.
Right.
They think that Amazon does all of the magic. Well, yeah, Amazon does want your content to sell because when it sells, what happens?
They make money.
They make money and you make money, right? Yeah. As a matter of fact, with this publishing model, Amazon will give you 70% of the royalties and you keep, they keep 30%, right? So you keep 70%, they keep 30%.
And
so
how does that compare to the traditional publishing
industry? Yeah, great question. So the traditional publishing industry, it's more like 10%, 90%, meaning the publisher gets 90%, and if you're lucky, you'll get about 10%.
Wow. Right? So you're making seven times
as much. Which is why Amazon has been able to grow at the rate that they've continued to grow.
How much does it cost to get onto Amazon?
It's absolutely free.
Wow. Okay.
So they don't charge, right? You're not limited by the state or the country that you live in. And on top of that, there's about three dozen languages that you can publish in. So you can publish in English, you can publish in Spanish, French, German, Italian. There's a ton of different languages that you can publish in.
And obviously, I suspect once you've got the book written, you can hire someone to translate the book, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. So how do we sell the book?
So now, selling it. So Amazon markets it for you, right? Now you can go in and you can use paid placements. You can use Facebook ads. You can use YouTube ads. You can use GDN, which is Google Display Network. to push your sales, right? Amazon actually has a paid platform now that you can use to go in and market your ebooks as well. Awesome. Now, that's called building momentum. So initially, when you first publish your book, I advise people to run some paid ads, right? You don't have to spend a ton of money, but you want to build the momentum so that Amazon sees that there's interest. And what happens is, once there's interest, Amazon now goes in and pushes your book a little bit more. Got so it. That's the mistake I was talking about, where people will go in, they'll publish a book, and then that's it. They don't do anything. Right, so you have to generate some momentum.
Got it.
Okay. The next thing is, what I like to do is, once I get a seller, I get something that's selling, the next step is I go in and I have it translated. So I'll start with Spanish first.
Why
now,
Spanish?
Spanish is like the second largest language, right, in the US. So there's a huge underserved market there that literally wants to buy something, but they're limited in what they can buy because not many people publish in Spanish. So I'll go in, publish in Spanish, and then the next thing I'll do is I'll have this book translated, right? Like I said, translated into Spanish, and then after that, I'll also have it converted into an audiobook format. So I can then go in and sell it on Audible, which is another company that's owned by Amazon. And then after that, I will then go in and take this ebook and turn it into a physical book and have it published on CreateSpace, which is another company that's owned by Amazon.
That's
so you have your book available in a digital format, a physical format, you've got the ebook, right? And you've got, which is the digital format, and then you have the audiobook as well.
Wow.
Right? And then you've got, you know, multiple languages, so you've got it translated in Spanish and in German and French and everything else.
Got it. And so for those who are wondering, you know, you said, hey, you know, how to make $30,000 to $50,000 a month with ebooks. So those are wondering, okay, well, how many, you know, ebooks do you need to have published to make that type of income? Now, of course, I understand that, you know, things vary drastically, but for you who are watching this, to give you an idea, you know, how many books do you need to have out there?
Yeah, so on average, I see where each ebook will generate you $500 to $1,000 a month.
Geez.
So $500 to $1,000. Now, As you just said, there's going to be some books, right, that do a little bit less than that, but then there's going to be some that are total anomalies. That I've got a book that's making me about $4,500 a month consistently right now, and has done so for the last 4 years. Yes.
Wow. So essentially, you've done the work once, and you have this one book that's making you $4,500 a month for the last 4 years.
Absolutely. So you're, I mean, it's, think about that. Like, that does a lot.
It's huge, right?
So, right, absolutely.
It compounds. Awesome. Well, I hope by now you're excited about this, right? If you're wondering, hey, how can I make 10, 20, 30, even $50,000 a month with ebooks? This is it. It's the power of momentum, right?
It
is. Power of leveraging technology, leveraging automation, and doing the work once and getting paid forever.
That's and leveraging the resources and the skill and the talent of other people as well.
You bet. Awesome. So well, this is all very exciting, Ty. So how can people learn more about you? And you know, if you're watching this and you want to find out more about how to set up your ebook publishing empire, how can they find out more about
it? Yeah, absolutely. So you can go over to KindleCashflow.com, KindleCashflow.com, or you can visit our site. If you're a traditional writer, go to writerslife.org.com. Well, actually, writerslife.org, not .com, writerslife.org. Right, and we've got a ton of resources for you. We have a podcast, there's a YouTube channel, there's literally hundreds of blog posts that they can go in and consume as well.
Ty, you've been amazing.
Hey,
thanks
I
for
appreciate
sharing
you,
this.
Buddy.
Appreciate
thanks
it.
For asking me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And if you enjoyed this video, if you learned something new, make sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and click on that bell notification icon so that you can be immediately alerted as soon as we release new videos like this one.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, select the bell icon so you can get notified every time we launch a new episode, or leave a 5-star review if you're listening to this as a podcast. Before you leave, don't forget to click on that link in the description box, or go to guide.tiz.tv to get free instant access to the No BS Guide to Wealth. Thank you, and see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.